Hey, well, hey, YouTube. It's Chuck. Welcome back to the B-Lab. Got a couple little things I want to show you today. I almost didn't have anything I wanted to share, but I said, you know what? There have been a lot of questions on a couple of things in my last few videos. I wanted to cover a little bit more in depth today. Before we go into the apiary, we're going to check some hives that are, our flow is getting ready to start here in Jacksonville. If you're in the zone 9B area on the East Coast, especially, California might be a little bit different. The flow is getting ready to start here in the next week or so is what I think, just based on the temperature, the weather, the forecast, and the bees' behavior, honestly. So get ready. Make sure you're checking for swarm cells. If you're going to do demarais, maybe double check your swarm cells and move them up top. But what I want to talk about today in the lab before we go in the apiary is this candle mold. It's actually, I'm now calling it a beeswax crayon mold because I modified the design. And I have put this on Thingiverse. So in the description of this video, and I modified the description of the last video, this is essentially a beeswax crayon. It is designed to not to put wax on an entire piece of foundation, but when you're in the apiary and you find a piece of foundation that just is getting drawn out, but then they just ran out of wax in the corners, you pull out this beeswax crayon and you scribble on the edges. I demonstrated a few past videos, but a lot of people are interested in how this works, and perhaps I figured I would show you. So this is the mold. This is a 3D print of it. It goes into two pieces, and you essentially just put it together. You can tape it just so it doesn't come apart if you like. And once you got the mold together, you just need to melt some beeswax. Now I want to have a little side conversation about melting beeswax and working in a shop or a shed or maybe even in your house. I absolutely love induction. Look at this. I mean, my hand is on it, and I've got melted beeswax. When you buy stainless steel, all stainless steel does not work with induction. And I'll tell you the trick. If you go to garage sales or you go to the thrift store and you don't want to buy this stuff new, take a magnet with you. Put a magnet in your pocket. And, you know, if you're strolling down the thrift store aisle or even garage sales and you're looking for some used, you know, pots for bee wax melting, if you stick a magnet to a pot, it will work with induction if it sticks. If it does not stick to the stainless steel, it will not work with induction. Just a little tip there to kind of help you maybe find that perfect pot. Now, I say perfect pot because when you're melting beeswax, you need a little bit of a lip. Pouring is not easy, and this is not perfect. I even had to bend a little bit of a lip here just so it kind of fit perfectly. But this was just the right size. I mean, I have an electric skillet I use for my roller on wax. I got a cheap electric skillet at a garage sale. But this is working for my wax mold for something I want to pour like this. And it, you know, once you got your mold together, you essentially just melt your wax. I think I've got my wax just around 200 degrees, and you very easily fill this up, and it will cool and it will shrink just a little bit, but that's all it takes. And then you let that cool. Once it kind of solidifies, you go put it in the refrigerator, it'll be done really, really quick. And then throw it in your bee jacket pocket, just have it with you. If it's not in your bee jacket pocket, I guarantee you won't use it as much. So find a spot to put it nearby. Now, a lot of people don't have 3D printers, and I know I'm kind of using my 3D printer a lot, and I get that. A lot of people are reaching out to me, and I'm glad to support those of you that don't have 3D printers that want one of these. I'm just going to ask you to pay the shipping and a little bit of cost so that it doesn't cost me anything to do the favor for you. But this is on Thingiverse, and the link is in the description if you want to print it out yourself. Maybe somebody at your bee club has a printer. And if you absolutely would like me to print one for you, just go to chuckshoneybees.com and fill out the contact form and send me a note, and I'll kind of let you know what the shipping is, and we'll work something out. That, I'm fine to do that. As long as the numbers don't turn into thousands, I'm glad to support. But while I've got this out, I kind of wanted to show you something else that I have that I haven't ever showed you before, and it's kind of novel. It's not novel, but I use it on occasion. And it is this silicone wax mold. Now, these aren't super cheap, but they're not super expensive either. I think it's like $20 or something like this. And believe me, you can get them made in China for much cheaper, so you decide where you want to buy your products. But it's essentially silicone, and it's kind of got the inverse mold to pour wax in to make some foundation. Now, I will tell you, this will make wax foundation, but it won't make it fast and it won't make a lot of it. So this is probably not your best solution if you want to use natural wax for foundation. But what I have found I love it for is my mini mating nukes, where they need just a little bit of wax and to kind of get going. This mold is perfect for that because I can put some in here and the wax may not go perfectly, but I can definitely cut some squares out of here and it's nice and thick and I can put it in there just fine. And I'll show you how this works. I use this board to keep it nice and flat, and I just kind of lay it down here. And all you really do, and I'm not going to make a full sheet, but you essentially, and here's back to having something you can pour, right? You just pour some wax into this mold, you just kind of lay it down. And now it's about the timing and temperature. You can undo this too quick and it's still too soft. You can wait too long and it gets a little bit harder. But the longer the better, probably, because you want it to kind of be rigid so you can pull this out. But at the same time, you don't want it to adhere to your mold. You can use mold release. Those of you that make candles know what mold release is. It's essentially like a cooking spray kind of a thing. They have special mold release too. But just kind of a tie-in together, you know, having a little pot, having an induction plate. This induction plate comes in handy when you're making everything in the bee yard. If you're making your oxalic acid, you know, for strips, if you're making your sponges, if you're mixing together anything, you know, gosh, I've got thymol I mix in here. I've got a whole bunch of other things. It's just nice to have. And out here in my shed, I have to say it makes me feel a little bit safer that I'm not going to start a fire. You know, if this fell over or something like that, this isn't going to burn the plywood on my floor and stuff like that. So induction is just a much, much safer way to go these days if you got the right cookware, and I recommend going out and find some. So we kind of let that cool just a little bit, and this is probably a little bit too soon, but just since this was a demo, I'm going to kind of see if I can peel this back and show you just a little bit. It's doing okay. How this worked. So there's kind of a demonstration of how that went in, and you can see there's one side of the mold. I could probably, yep, I can do this. It looks like it's gonna, some of it's thinner than the other, but see how the silicone just kind of rolls off of it? Now I see it's starting to tear in the middle. There wasn't quite enough wax there in the middle. This is where if it had kind of gone in the fridge or the freezer for just for a few minutes, it might have been a little bit easier. Okay, there. So look, that is wax foundation that I made in 2 minutes while gabbing on the camera with you. That is my beeswax. It's not from anywhere I don't know. It's perfectly white, right? Because, and it's still a little bit soft. So now for my mini mating nukes or anything you wanted, you could take a razor blade and cut this to size and you can put this in there. It's a lot easier for small little hobbyist kind of projects. And it's something I recommend everybody think about. On ways to use their beeswax, right? So here's this candle mold. That's another great way to use your beeswax. You know, rubbing wax on your foundation is probably the most important way. Save your wax for that. And then making some little foundation is another idea. I'm gonna have to try to find where I found this this mold. If I don't find it, put it in the description. I apologize, but you can kind of see what it looks like. You could probably Google silicone beeswax mold, and if you see some silicone, and it's got these little kind of attachments that kind of stick it together up here. This is what it looks like. Anyway, enough of the bee lab. Let's get out there and look at some bees. Stick with me. Hey, YouTube. All right, we're in the apiary. So I've got you set up, but the first thing I want to say is, in an effort for continuous improvement, I've got my microphone in here inside my jacket today. I'm gonna try to improve the audio, maybe less hear me breathing a little bit less, but what I'm worried about is that you're gonna hear the jacket rubbing on the mic. I do have a dead cat on it, so give me some feedback, and maybe just for the purposes of comparison, I'll try to remember after doing a hive or two to switch it maybe up here to where I normally have it. Okay, so these hives here, I haven't been in about a week. This is the 13th, I put a super on it. This is the 17th. I saw the queen and it was doing good. I don't have a super on this one yet, but it's a double. And this one I have written on here strong, and it was a recombine. This was a double screen board that I did a split, and I took the queen and used her elsewhere and I put it back in there. So there's a chance this one could be preparing to swarm, just because, you know, we're kind of at the end of swarm season. This is the end of the 12th week of the year. Whew, got me on the ear. End of the 12th week of the year, and that's the end of the peak of swarm season for us. Okay, I'm gonna suit up just to get into these hives, and let's see what we got. right. Nothing really in the super, a couple little bees up top, but not much to speak of. So we're just gonna set that to the side. Smoker's not lit very well today. See if it'll get going here in a minute. Looks good. Just a quick check of the supers in here. Two cells of nectar. So they are putting nectar in here, but not, you know, we're at the beginning, so not really very much yet. That's a full frame of bees. They're starting to come out a little bit testy. I got stung in the ear before I put my hood on. My hands aren't getting stung yet. But sometimes on these, like, I don't know that I really want to, I want to see eggs. I might just tilt this up to look for swarm cells on the bottom. I'm not worried about anything really much more than that. Let's just see. I know you guys probably aren't going to see, but if I see swarm cells, maybe I'll show you. Oh, goodness. That looks like it could be something. All right, the center frame has one, something. It looks like a, it doesn't look like a nice pointy cup, though. Kind of a fat, overdone cup. But it does mean I need to kind of get in here, look for eggs, possibly do a demarray, a single hive demarray could be something we do here. Let's see what we get. Laying up drones. Good. Drone. Cup. That's a cup. You might have seen that as I was flipping it around. Nothing in it. And okay. Nothing to worry about there. So those of you, now I'm going to get stung today until I put my gloves on, but those of you that are wondering, why don't I get stung very much on my hands? A, the right use of smoke. You see, my smoker's still not going quite right yet. But I want to show you something. I don't know if you can see this in the camera completely. Hopefully you can. But when I pop a frame here, when I move my hand across the top, I move like a ninja, meaning like it's not fast. If I see them looking at me, I move very slowly. And then when I grab the frame, I can move a little bit quicker. So moving across the top of the hive, across the top of the guard bees, is what you've kind of got to be careful of. Otherwise they will, even putting it back in here, move a little bit more deliberately. Just tell yourself, move like a ninja. Pop, pop, grab, pull. Good brood frame. I think the next one's the one with that cell on it. Drawing it out good. I'm looking for the queen also, just kind of double checking. Thought that was the one. Maybe it was this one. Yeah, let's see. Some cups down here. Let me just look for the queen real quick before I flip it over. Okay, so let's see what we got in these little cups here. Nothing. No egg. Just cups. I thought it was this frame here. Maybe I, is this another cup? No egg, just a cup. We might be getting a good spot here, guys and girls, generically. Meaning like we're almost to the flow, and if I don't see swarm cells now, I may not need to do a demarray on it. But I saw something from the bottom. I thought it was on that frame. Let me check this one again. I'm pretty sure it was this frame. What did I see? No, it wasn't this frame. Maybe I've got hive dyslexia. Maybe it was this one with a, Well, my smoker's not going very good yet. Yeah, it was this one. What is that? See that big fatty on there? Doesn't look like a pretty cell. See how when I moved down there to grab that smoker fast, I got stung? It's a fast movement. Nothing here. See how that just doesn't look right? It's like no cells. Haven't got any jelly in it? That does have a little jelly in it, but it's way up here with a super seizure location, not a swarm location. See this one here and here? There's two cells on there. One of them looks better than the other. Yeah, we're gonna have to do a demaray. And I say we're doing a demaray just because if you can see this, and I hope you can, I'm not gonna move the camera. There's a cell here that is a cup. There's another cell here that's a cup. And there's two capped right here. One, see how fat that is though? That just doesn't look right. This one looks a little bit better. If I find the queen, I may rip those out, but I still might do a demaray. We're gonna have to find the queen though. It's a beautiful frame, lots of food. Got my broodminder temperature sensor on top of it. Let's set this one aside just so it's out with those cells. Let me make sure that I'm not gonna bump those cells. Yeah, see, they're sticking down below. I need a little, I have to set it vertically. Don't have a good spot for vertical placement, guys. Get this smoker going. This hive just does not look like it wants to swarm other than those two weird fat cells. They weren't, I mean, if I saw those normally, I would think emergency because they're just kind of not shaped well. But there's another one in the super seizure replacement location here in the middle. See this? Queen cells. I'm glad we got in here. These are not hatched yet, but I gotta find the queen now. There's a chance they have, there's too many bees in here to say they've swarmed. Yeah, a little bit of jelly in those super seeds. Three cells on this one. This could be a great split frame because they look like they're starting to already chew the caps down a little bit. But do not destroy a cell until you find the queen in a situation like this because it may have already swarmed. Sure feels like there's too many bees to have swarmed, though. Another thing you can think about when you're looking for hives that have swarmed or getting ready to swarm, if you don't find any eggs, that could mean they've been skinnying her down for flight and there are no eggs in the last few days. So she could actually still be in here, but with no eggs. All right, so we went through once and did not see the queen. But I still feel like she's in here. I'm probably gonna speed this up a little bit, ladies and gents, because I'm going back through just to look for the queen. Huh. All right, you're back with me. Look at this. Unmarked. That is a different queen than I saw in here last time. So, supersedure feels like the answer. I'm gonna grab her with the handles like I teach you guys, but she is flighty. She might be a virgin. Let me look at the lid. What color was the queen last time I saw? It was a green queen. All right, so found an unmarked virgin in a green queen hive. So now I've got a decision. Has she made it or not? I'm gonna mark her because I think she's mated based on her size. But this also means I can remove those cells. And now I've got to decide, is this a Demeray candidate or not? A new queen, not the old queen. Sometimes these competitive advantage markers take a little bit of time to get going and take two little coats. She's got a funny little color abdomen. Kind of got a little yellow and a little mottled brown rather than the striped brown. I'm gonna put her in my little cage with my rubber band. A couple of you guys are starting to notice I got rubber bands on here. I've talked about that in the years past. You take a big wide rubber band, wrap it around the handle and over once, and that keeps this closed. And then I don't set her over here if I think about it. I set her on her hive. Well, with a virgin and all those cells, I can't leave it like it is. That will create after swarms. There is a queen. If she's not mated, she can get mated. There could be multiples in here. I didn't see hatched out cells. They're in a little bit of an interesting mood. I need to look for eggs. You guys have probably noticed I've gotten stung a few times. There's a lot of bees in here, but that little stingy kind of a mood can happen when they don't have brood. And I thought I noticed brood in there. My point is they're not queenless, but they're not mated queen right if that little virgin or that new queen isn't putting out a lot of pheromones. Could be the reason they're a little bit pissy. Golly, I thought I was going to go through three or four hives with you guys, and I'm still on the first one. Just ripped my glove. This one's not going to provide much protection, but I'm going to be able to go a little bit faster here. All right, I'm gonna do some shakes, looking for more cells, just kind of eggs. Now that I've got the queen, I can be a little bit more just, there it is. See that? I'm glad I shook that. This is her hatched out cell. Can you see how it's cut out? So she hatched from there a few days ago. She's a virgin. These other cells gotta come out. We got a queen. She'll probably need to mate. I'll need to double check she's got eggs in a few days. But all these juicies can either come with me. They're getting ready to hatch. No eggs. So this is coming with me. All right. So see how we came to that decision? I'm just talking out loud to you guys. I'm learning as I go too. I've got the queen, she's safe, so I can be a little bit more violent. What do we got here? I got larva that is mature. No eggs in there. Hatching out larva. No eggs. This is starting to make sense. All right, a larva with no eggs makes sense for where we were. I don't think it swarmed just based on the number of bees. What do we got up here? Just a cell. I'm gonna take that strip out, but you know what? We'll do a real-time check too while you're here. Just to see where they are, see how these strips have been doing going into the flow. That one might have some juice in it. No eggs. So this is a recent supersedure, is what I'm gonna call this. Her cell hatched from the middle of the frame. It was a green queen, which means, you know, not this year's queen. Flow is coming. They got plenty of bees, which is great. the timing of that supersedure by the hive was actually pretty awesome if you think about it. No eggs, hatching out brood. This is making more and more sense. Because they superseded the old queen. They killed her. See how these little supersedure cups in the middle of the frame? This isn't where they swarm. They swarm on the bottom. All right. And then this little lady over here, remember these cells on the bottom that are hanging like swarm cells? This is the interesting one. These were the only cells that were on the bottom, but you see how fat and kind of ugly they are? We're gonna take a look because I want this frame to stay in here, but let's just, because they were different. You know, I mean, although that one pulled, there's a queen in there. No, that's all jelly. Jelly, could save that if I think about it. See what we got here on the larval stage. Not a very good looking larva, looks like just mush. I don't think that would have survived. See about this one. Jelly, see that larva right there? So perhaps that could have hatched, but boy, that's a long ways from hatching compared to having a virgin. So, but it was on the bottom. Lots of jelly. See all that jelly? God, I'm gonna save that one, that's for sure. Put it aside. Okay, so we might just need to end. No, we'll do one more hive because I wanna do a mic test too. Cleaning that off a little bit. I don't need to do a demarray because I've got a virgin. I've taken out all the queen cells that were in there. They've got a queen. So there's one risk to this hive right now. It's that she doesn't get mated and I don't see eggs. And this also answers a little bit of the pissiness of these bees. I was getting stung with, even with my super duper ninja moves, which just kind of fits the where they are actually in their life cycle. They're not quite queen right yet, I don't think. I marked that virgin early. So I see her next time, but I'm going to make a note, and I'm putting all this back together. I'm going to make a note that I got to check for eggs. Remember, I saw these drones. That's all from the old queen. I mean, there's no doubt that they're paying attention to her. If you look on this cage, that's their queen, and they know it. She may be mated, not laying eggs. She looks extended. Meaning like her abdomen is extended like a mated queen. I showed you guys her up close. So now here, remember, this is a flighty virgin. This is one, if you just shake her down, she could fly away. So this is where I'm being a little bit more careful. Maybe even only open the cage so she could only go down and put your eyeballs on her. Meaning like make sure she goes down. Give yourself the comfort, you know she's in there. Old fat virgins that, you know, been there a year, you can kind of, there she goes. You can kind of shake them and they're going to go down. Young flighty virgins, you might have seen, no, you probably didn't see her buzzing around when I found her on the frame. Because I got gloves on, I can just kind of do this. I don't even need to go get a brush. Look at all those bees. Now, this is a swarm-ready hive. But guess what? I cut out all the swarm cells and I took the one frame with them. They can't swarm now. They might not get queen right if she's not mated. That's my biggest risk. And then we'll put the super back on because the flow is coming. They got a workforce. They can collect honey without a mated queen. So if I need to put a mated queen on here in a few days, that would be fine. Wow, I'm glad I went into this hive. It just shows you can't sit on what you think you know. All right, so 3:20, I think it's today's 23rd. My daughter's getting married in a week. I don't know what day it is. 23rd, found, I'm gonna call her a virgin. Look for eggs. Some of you guys ask about where I get these things. I print these out, these labels, they're laminated. I'm gonna put a copy of the PDF files on chuckshoneybees.com under my resources page. I'll put a PDF in there. You guys can download them and print them and laminate them. But and I use a grease pencil, otherwise called a China marker, to write on here. And I use what's called a magic eraser to erase it. It's much better than a rag for some reason. I just take little pieces of it and it works great. I'm gonna say check eggs. And I'm gonna also say I marked her. I'm gonna put a B with a circle. That's my indication I marked her. Normally I don't mark virgins. I wait till I see eggs, but in this situation I marked her because I didn't know where we were. Okay. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're gonna do a mic check swap. So if that entire session sucked because I didn't have the mic closer to me, I apologize. I'm gonna move the mic around. I'm gonna put it in the old spot where I normally keep it. Always inside the veil so the bees don't buzz on the dead cat. All right, so now we're back to the other location. So this is the new audio location. Because we're running out of time, I wanna get into this. I forgot to put my beetle trap back in there. I'll put that back in there later. I wanna double check on this one that I had labeled strong. If I've got it labeled strong with what we just saw over there, there could be something else going on here. Last was in here on the 10th. I was last in here on the 17th too. So there's some good logic as to why I wouldn't go to that hive if I was only gonna do two on camera. Not a whole lot of work up here. Let's just check and see if we see any glistening nectar. Nope. Cockroach, which definitely means they're not working, probably. Okay. Probably because this is a double. They're working in this upper deep. I don't really like going into the honey flow with double deeps. I may split this out, or maybe I'll do a demarray. This could be a demarray candidate too, depending on what we find. Let's just do the quick check first. No swarm cells on that, at least on the bottom. Set that aside. I can already tell these bees are in a better mood. They're just in a better mood. I move my hands over there, even though I got gloves. I'm just the speed I'm moving. They're not popping me like the other one. Hopefully that's bridge comb. I know you can't see under here. I'm just gonna talk you through it. A little bit of bridge comb down here. No swarm cells. Cup, bridge comb. We may be in a good spot. This could be a honey monster if I can keep it from swarming. So I need to decide. Let me go through the top first. Let's kind of get a glance in front of you guys at what we got. Just kind of start in the center. Oh my God. I'm gonna do a demarray on this one. Look at that. Holy smokes. That frame is just gonna, you know, a frame will triple the population, you know, of a frame, right? You know, the three times the bees it takes to cover up, there's two frames. If I've got this much brood in the bottom, I'm gonna demarray it just to keep it together. Brood. So far, four frames of brood in the top. Oh God. Man, it's beautiful brood frames. I'd written on here strong, no doubt about that. Good Lord. Gotta love Florida bees. I know you guys up north that do watch my channel. Say hi in the comments if you do. And if you're not a subscriber and you're still here, thank you for being here, but click just subscribe down there. That way I know I'm actually communicating effectively to people and they actually want to watch. If the subscriber count doesn't ever go up, I start to wonder, oh, look at that beautifully drawn wax. Eggs in every single cell there. Mama could be up here. This was another green queen, I think. Yeah, it was, because this was the double screen board split. I got a blue queen grown out on top and a greenie stayed in the bottom. I took the blue out and the greenie stayed with it. Haven't seen the queen, but I saw eggs, which means she isn't being prepared for flight. Okay. Wow. That was an amazing top half. I haven't decided what I'm going to do yet, so I think... What do you guys think? I'm going to end up doing what I do, but while we're at this part of the video, some of you guys comment while you watch. I know that because you leave comments, you know, on different sections as you go through it. Would you demarray this one right now to prevent it from swarming, or do you think here in Florida I'm already past the urge to swarm? This would be a shame to lose these bees, though, right? Feels like an obvious candidate to demarray, even though I don't find swarm cells, just to manage the population. Dead beetles. Can't tell you yet. But I can tell you it's progressing. Oh my gosh. Talk about mama making babies. I'm glad there is all this drone comb, because this is a hive I want the genetics out there for. I'm going to have to start testing my hives for varroa-sensitive eggs, larvae. Oh my God, there's one. Okay, so what do we have, four or five on the top? I'm going to call this six. It's laid up. Seven eggs laid up and hatching out. Keep my smoker going. I'm not getting popped on this one. They're just in a better mood, which goes back to that virgin kind of logic. I mean, obviously hives can have different temperament, but I normally just don't get, you just kind of get to know your hives. They're not all the same, but you get to know them. There's brood on everything, up and down. This isn't as thick and solid down here, but there's brood. I'd like to find the queen so I can... Ah! Got lucky. Green mama's still here. Can you see her there? Bring you guys a little bit closer now that I know what I'm going to be doing. Okay. Cage went back in the wrong pocket. It's another thing. Everything has its place. In a hurry, you don't want to lose a queen, so you need to know where your cage is. I'm right-handed, so it's always in my right pocket because I'm usually fetching it with one hand. All right, I'm setting her on the feeder of this other frame. That way I don't bump her. So now, you guys remember how to do a demarray? What do I need in the bottom? Capped brood. The best capped brood was in that top box. So this bottom box is coming off. We're gonna swap them. I like these sensors to be in my bottom box. So this one's gonna go with her just for the sensor, so I don't have to move it. So I'm gonna set that to the side. The drone can stay in the top, so I'm gonna put it back. The objective, now you guys know I've already had one failed demarray this year, but my second one's working out great. And the only difference I think I made was, well, two differences. I checked for the swarm cells on the right day. And then B, I put an extra frame of brood. I didn't just do one frame of brood in the bottom. I think I did like two and a half. While you got your bottom board open, don't forget to clean this stuff out. You know, this burr comb that drops in the bottom, it gets nasty. This is one of those hive scales I did that was the kit from Broodminder. I recommend the other ones. They're a little bit more versatile. These feet work great. It's a little bit cheaper, but I recommend if you're going to get a scale, just do the one that is one piece. All right. I'm getting an empty box, mostly just so we can work fresh. From behind you, I'm going for those capped, busting out brood frames. This is what goes in the bottom of a demarray. I'm gonna put two of these, because I had two of them. waxing. Let's see. Some good food, capped out. All right, so there's our core for the Demaree. And I'm gonna put the sensor in here too. Not much cap brood there, but there's some cells she can lay in. So now, I'm bringing Mama back over here, but I'm not gonna release her yet. Drawn comb if you've got it. And I just happen to have some that I pulled out of another, I don't remember where it came from, but I don't have enough to fill up this box. I think I have four frames of drawn. Three and some foundation that will fill up the edges. So now they can draw. All right, 10 frames, three frames of brood. I'm gonna put my OA down here just to kind of keep the OA in the right spot above the brood chamber. What happens next? This is a quiz, pop quiz. Yep, you're right, queen excluder. But what happens before the queen excluder? I gotta let my queen go. She's right here though. Yep, still see her. Fat green queen, don't worry about her flying off as much. There she goes. Go down, go down, go down. She's down. Watch her all the way down, because the reason you want to watch her is because if you set this queen excluder on top, you don't want to squish her with your queen excluder. God, that would be a crime. What goes next? Yep, you're right, the honey super. Now we already had one honey super going with this hive, if you remember. So I'm just gonna use that one. And the flow is here, so this could be a candidate for two. So I'm gonna do that. I don't think I need two yet, but I'm just gonna do the two. So now we have some debate, and I've watched a lot of Demaree videos since screwing up my first Demaree. Do you need a queen excluder on the top? I think the answer is no. The only argument I could find, and if any of you got another argument, man, leave it in the comments below after you subscribe, that if you have a queen that does hatch out and she's in the top in a two queen system, you don't want her going down to lay eggs in here. That was the only argument I got. But if you're going that far, you're sort of already admitting you missed queen cells in our inspection that I now have to do in 7 days, not 4 days. I screwed that up last time with 4 days. So I am not going to do a queen excluder on top of this because I know my queen is down here below an excluder. And this hive is so strong, I've got to figure out which. I'm not going to put two deeps up here. I'm going to put everything I got that'll fit into 10, and the others I may use with those queen cells I got from that hive over there and make another damn nuke. Good God, I got a lot of bees right now. Okay, it's probably going to be this one, but I need to make sure. This was the one in the bottom. Remember that drone frame? I want these drones to be in here. Now, because of the drones, you gotta have an upper entrance for drones to get out, especially all those bad boys that have got these good genetics. So if you don't have a inner cover with the hole, you need to leave it cracked or give them an entrance to get out. Otherwise, those drones are gonna die above this queen excluder. I'm gonna look in this other box just to see which of these. This is all good in the top. Or some, maybe some food frames. Some of these edges. You guys still with me? I think I'm going too long again. I know some of you just watch it like TV. This is a food frame on the edge. Arguably, this could be taken out to give room for more brood, to keep this monster hive together. A little bit of brood, a little bit of brood, patchy. Everything else should be brood, arguably. Pollen, God, this could arguably be in the bottom. Yeah. That's a good frame for her to lay up in rather than one of those pieces of foundation. Yeah, I'm going to put that in the bottom. You guys are going to have to stick with me because I'm taking the supers off again. Brood. 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 And that queen cup. Nope. Brood. Golly. This is going to be a monster. Brood. And then drones. Brood and open brood. Freaking packed full of brood. Good God, I've got so much brood. Almost too much. Can you have too much in a dam array? Somebody tell me. I don't think you can. I mean, we're talking monster hives is our goal, right? I got room for one more. You know, this is that one that had all the eggs, but it's not laid up yet. I'm gonna put this beauty down there instead of that foundation too. There's two more pieces of foundation that she can lay in. This is a food frame. I'm just talking behind you about things I'm seeing in a food frame. Wow, so I got almost all the brood in there. Let's see, what can I put in here? I'm gonna put one frame of food over here on the end. Just because I'm rounding out and I got all my capped brood up here. All right, now, this is done, but I am gonna open it back up for the purposes that I described of those other two frames, but at least this is ready. I'm 55 years old and I'm gonna work out today. All right, so now I've put the queen in here, right? I like to set it and forget it and say I'm done. This one's good, but it doesn't have anything on it. That's foundation. That's foundation. Much better. A lot more drawn comb. She can lay up a storm in here now, which might need me to cycle this. She's still in there. I didn't see her. I just pulled out that one frame, so I'm not worried about her moving. If I'd have pulled a frame out with a bunch of bees on it, I would have, well, golly, guys, I got one more frame. Let me see. Bees on that one. Bees on that one. Foundation here. I had this good pollen frame I set out, remember? So that's good, it's going on the edge anyway. Perfect. Pollen. So now there's only one frame of foundation in there. That's how much drawn comb she's got, which is much more optimal than I had it a second ago. All right, what's next? Lots of pop quizzes today. Queen excluder, she's in there. I'm confident. Two honey supers, because this is a strong hive, and with all that cap brood, it's getting ready to bomb, explode. All right. I do have some bees over here. They're up on food frame, so I'm not gonna shake them. I might even use them to kind of get those queen cells in a frame. So now, the upper entrance. Remember I talked to you about that upper entrance? This is not a dam array anymore. And I've got this box here. You can take an inner cover and put it upside down and it'll act like an entrance. Now, you will squish bees up here, which is what an inner cover is designed to not do. But this is how I'm getting my upper entrance here. So now, and kind of leave a gap for the drones to get out, right? Like that. What notes would you put on here today? 323, green queen, I saw her. Demaree, check. And I'm gonna just do the math for me. Today's the 23rd, so I'm gonna say 334 cells. No way I can mistake that. Daughter gets married on the 29th, the day after her wedding, so you got a couple slop on that, so I can go to the, you know, the first or, you know, of April, but 7 to 10 days, but before they hatch, you gotta get them out of there. They're gonna happen. We saw that two times now. So, gosh, glad you're still with me. Thanks for coming with me today. If you got questions about the stuff we talked in the bee lab, that candle mold, anything like that, or if you need one, go to chuckshoneybees.com. I'm trying to use that as a resource because I get a lot of questions via email, and rather than typing out links and sharing things in emails individually, I'm directing people there. I am going to put a copy of those forms on the resources page and some other links there. I might start putting links to Thingiverse for those 3D printed things that some people got questions about there too. Just say link to Thingiverse of the Swarm Scoop and Score cap adapter and the link to my Thingiverse crayon adapter mold that we played with this morning. All right, thanks for sticking with me. Give me some feedback on the mic if you're still here too. Did it matter? Was one better than the other? And I'll try to continue to make these videos worth watching. Have a great day, everybody. Happy beekeeping.